My pleasure. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the Hagdara of Meleches Bishul and Afia, how it relates to our sugya and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So the first question we pose when it comes to Afia, our context is Afia, is what's the relationship between the three different stages of the process? In the beginning you have, what we'll assume right now is the Dvikas HaPas B'Tanur, putting the bread into the oven. That's going to be the first step of Afia. In the middle you're going to have the actual process of the bread baking. Okay. And at the end, you're going to have the point in time where the bread becomes me'ufa, becomes baked. Okay, so the question is, what's the relationship between those three different stages of afia? So with respect to the first stage, so we pose two main ways of understanding it. Three understandings of afia, of the dvika sapas b'tanur. Either the dvika is considered the ma'isa avera, that is the ma'isa avera of afia, or it's not the ma'isa avera, it's simply a hechsher of the avera, or it's the tchilas ha'ma'isa of afia. Okay, so you have three ways of looking at the dvika b'tanur. The ma'isa avera, the beginning of the ma'isa avera, or simply a hechsher of the avera itself. With respect to the middle stage, right, so here, just roughly speaking, you can look at the middle stage in one of two ways. Either you're dealing with a chefta shel avera, as the bread is cooking, so you view this as the avera in process. So the pas right now is a chefta shel avera. Okay? The avera is in progress. Or you'll say that anything in between the dvika b'tanur and the chalos afia, and let's say the whatever point you're chayiv for a bishul or afia, anything in between is kamad leisa. There's no chefta shel avera in the interim. All you have is the beginning and the end. With respect to the final stage, let's say the krimas pinei hapas, right, when it becomes crusted, and that's the gemar ha'afia. So either you could look at that as the chalos ha'isser, that is the moment when the isser is happening, or you could say that's simply a t'nai in the avera. That itself is not the chalos isser. The chalos isser happened at some point earlier. The final stage is simply a t'nai in being chayiv for afia. Okay, so you have different ways of understanding the three different stages of the process of afia. So now we're going to work through some of the nafkamina to try to pin down what these different stages are. So the first nafkamina is the question of chateke d'ishiyizke chavercha. And here we all know the distinction of the riva, that dafka in the sugya of Shabbos and daf dalid, you're not allowed to chateke d'ishiyizke chavercha. Why? So you have different formulations. The way we have it in Tosfos, da'adayin lo nase ha'isser, the isser itself didn't happen. Umutav sheyase isser kal v'lo yase isser chamor al yado. Sorry, that's in general. Val hocha ha'maisa shel isser kvar nase v'melo yigmar. So the maisa isser already happened, and it's going to finish on its own. So that's the way the Riva understands the case of Paso. And sure, we said this means that it's very front-loaded. The maisa avera already happened. The Rashba has a very similar lashon, a little stronger. He says shekvar nase ha'iser, ela she'asid ligamer. Right? He thinks not only did the ma'isa aver already happen, but the iser itself already happened. So it seems like the Rashba has an even stronger understanding of the iser bishul being front-loaded here. The Ravan also has this stronger lashon when he talks about the Gemara and Shabbos. He says isura de avad avad. Right, just by putting it in the oven, that's already considered Isur the Avad Avad. The Avera, the Isur, already happened. Okay, so you have the Rashba and the Ravan with the stronger Lashon, and the Riva with the weaker Lashon of Hamaisa Shel Avera Kvar Nasa. Second Nafkamina is Hecha de Pasha. The other day in Tosus on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph actually suggests, yeah.
Let's go back on the Riva. Why is it that makes it front loaded? No one disagrees that the actual maisa is putting it in the oven. It's the last time you're involved. So that doesn't mean that the actual...
Well, because one might say that that's not even a maisa avera. One could have countered that dvika b'tanur is not a maisa avera.
It's not, you didn't call it a maisa avera. Call it maisa shel isser. It's the closest thing linked to the isser that you have done.
But if I would say that it's simply a hechsher, then I wouldn't say that it's a maisa shel isser. Because one could argue there is no maisa shel isser when it comes to afia, which we'll see in a moment.
And what, is it lashem b'maisa?
Perhaps. A second nafkamina is Hecha de Pasha. Tosos' other assumption here in the Gemara, not according to the Riva, is that the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is an exception to the rule of Chateke de Sheizke Chavercha, because Hecha she Pasha, so you forfeit your rights to being helped. So the question is, what's the Poshea here in our Gemara? What did you do wrong? So the implicit assumption in Tosos seems to be that you could at least point to just putting the bread in the oven as a kind of a poshea. One might have said that if somebody put the bread in the oven with das to take it out, that doesn't even qualify as a poshea, because you haven't done anything. You simply set the stage for something that could potentially happen later on. But according to Tosos, given that this is halachically sufficient that it constitutes poshea, you see that there's some significance to the maisa of putting it into the oven. One could say that the other deos and Tosos disagree with this understanding of Rediyas HaPas, of Sima Bitanor.
But he didn't, this is the case where he didn't have intention to take it
out. What?
This is the case.
We don't know.
Otherwise he would take it out himself, then we wouldn't be talking about America. The point is that
you could say Shachach.
He put it with intention to take it out and then he was shown bad on that also.
Yeah, you could say that. So the question is, could you pinpoint just the Sima Bitanor as being a kind of a Poshea? Okay, so these admittedly are the two weakest of the nafkamina, but we're going from Hakal al Hakaved. The third nafkamina here is the Ptur Anus. Tosos Dibra Maschil, Kodim Shevel Isser Skila, has the position of the Riva that even if it was also for him to take the pas out of the oven, because of Rediyas HaPas, and the Chacham weren't going to mati Rediyas HaPas b'makom Misr Skila, Tosos says, nonetheless, you would never be Chayiv Skila for this case, because you're Anus Machmas Devei Chachamim. It's kind of Anus, because you would have done it, but the Chacham are preventing you from doing it. So you're forced. So here in Shir, we noted that the Ptur Anus only makes sense if the Anus is Chal on a Maisa Avera. So, for example, if the Maisa Avera was the Sima Bitanur, so that happened to Mezid, there was no Anus in that case. It's only, the Anus now is only on not taking it out of the oven for stage, let's say, 2 and 3, the second half of that Fiyah. So you could see, at least from this assumption of the Riva, that the Isser Bishul either is backloaded, or it's also backloaded. I mean, there also is important significance to the end of the Afiyah, because otherwise you couldn't invoke a Ptur Anus to path you from a Chiyuv Skila at the second half of the Maisa. Tosos Yishanim challenges Tosos's the Riva's assertion, and Tosos Yishanim suggests that no, it's not a davar pasha that the Ptur Anus could work over here. In fact, that's exactly what the Gemara is Masupuk about. The Gemara is Masupuk whether or not Anus Machmas Divrei Chachamim could apply to a case when the Maisa Avera was done b'mezid. So, for example, the Sima Pass was done b'mezid. Now you want to invoke a Ptur Anus for the second half. Tosos Yishanim says the Gemara is Masupuk because maybe that's not dome to the case in Psachim of Arel v'Izemel v'Hazah. Because in Aral Yizem of Hazah, there you have an Anus B'Shas Maisa Avera. B'Shas Achilas Karban Pesach, you have this Ptur Anus of Divrei Chachamim. Over here, you don't have a Ptur Anus B'Shas Maisa Avera. Okay, so Tosos Yishanim is Gufa challenging that assumption of Tosos that the Isser Bishul here is going to be backloaded. According to Tosos Yishanim, it may be front-loaded and it's Tchilas of B'Pshia. I think the Sfasemis here also has that objection to Tosos. Not just Tosos Shana, but they also say, according to Tosos, how could you ever invoke a Ptur of Anos if it's after the Maisa Avera already happened? So the Sfasemis is also not happy with that Chiluk of the Riva. A fourth Nafkamina is a very, very, very nice one. Yesh Yidia L'Chatzi Shir, Ein Yidia L'Chatzi Shir. The Gemara in the beginning of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph suggested, the Gemara is trying to figure out, is the case of Hidvik Pas Bitan or a case of Shogig or a case of Mezid? So the Gemara said it can't be a case of Shogeg, because here what you want to know if you could take the pas out of the oven. So once you already know that you want to take it out of the oven, then there's no longer going to be a Chiyuv Chatas, right? Because you started off as Shogeg, now you have Yediyah. Once you have Yediyah, you're not Chayav Chatas, because you're not Chayav Chatas, Elam Ken is Tchilas of Esofa Bishgaga. So Tos Yishanim asks, why not just say, you had your Shogeg B'Tchila, you had a Yediyah be'emtza, and then you were shogeg basof. You forgot for the second half. Okay, so that means you had a Yediyah b'shas sima b'tanur, shikcha b'shas afiyah. Sorry. You had your shogeg b'shas nesina b'tanur. You had a yediya b'emtza during the time it was baking. And then you were shocheach again for the critical moment of the shas iser of the chalos bishul, when it actually gets cooked. So in that case, you should also be chayav achatas, because chilasa v'sofa b'pshia. And Tos Yishana brings a raya from the Gemara later on, from Kuf Zayin, what we saw with the Yeshid Yelachatzi Shir. When it comes to Kosev, the Gemara says explicitly that if you had a halama for the first letter and a halama for the second letter, even if you had a yediya b'emtza, so it's clear that you're going to be chayav achatas, because that's considered chilasa v'sofa b'shgaga. So why not say the same thing over here? Tos Yishana answers that technically by saying that that's a milsa de lo shchiach. We're not going to allow you to take the bread out of the oven and violate Rijas HaPas just for the low probability that you'll have a shikha again later on for the Chalos Afiyah. Okay? Tos Yishanim's assumption is that there is no insignificant process in the middle. All you care about is the Tchila and the Sof. What's in between is absolutely irrelevant. The Hashlama, however, objects. So that's both the Ramban and Tos Yishanim. They both have that assumption in the Gemara. The Ramban's answer is actually a little more cryptic than Tosfos. For Tos Yishanim, it's clear that it's an issue of Milsa de la Shchiach. For the Ramban, it's not clear what the rationale is at the end. Why we don't say that. So I don't know if anybody has any good suggestions in the Ramban, you let me know. So the Hashlama here has a very nice answer. The Hashlama says, the reason why the Gemara... Because he's medame to a case of Kosei Bezosios. Just like the Gemara said by Bezosios, if you have a shikha for the first letter and the second letter, you're chayav achata, so too over here. If what happens in between is relevant, then you couldn't have been medame to ksiva.
Aside from the actual comparison he makes, the fact that you're allowed to say, even if you compare it, the fact that he considers the possibility of having...
As kulo bishgaga.
Yeah.
Right. You would have said that it's not, doesn't qualify as kulo bishgaga. Right, tchila v'sof usually means the entire Maisa Avera. Like, for example, you wouldn't say if you had a shikha, you had a halama for the first half of the first letter, right, and a halama again for the last half of the last letter, that's tchila v'sof of b'shkaga. Right? So the Hashlama here has a remarkable suggestion, where he holds that even the man da'amar holds that by kosev beiz osios, That would be a nidia l'chatzis shir. Over here, you can't even talk about dividing the Maisa Afiyah into different sections. Why? V'alhocha hari ofes apas ma'at ma'at v'afiyah shas hayidia gam hi goremes afiyah sapas. So since the whole Afiyah is one long duration, so therefore, yidia be'emtza is considered a yidia b'shas Maisa Avera. Right, very strong lashon. Shas hayidia gam hi goremes afiyah sapas. That's also part of the cause of the bishul. The nimsa shal shas hayidia namishu mezid. It's a very, very big chiddush that, yeah, you recognize the in-between process as part of the chalos bishul. Okay, that's a suggestion of the hashlama. At the same time, that same hashlama suggests in understanding the sugi of chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha, somewhat like the riva, okay, that the sugya on Shabbos Daf Dalet is different because here the Maisa is Nigmar Me'elav. Okay, so it's just interesting. You can't argue, he combines that Riva a little bit with the Ramban that all you're going to save is from a Chiv Chatas, but he still thinks that the Maisa Avera is happening passively. Ela Me'elav Nase, and at the same time he holds that the Chalos Bishul Be'emsa is significant Le'inyan Yediyah. Okay, so he does hold that the Tchilas HaMais is more important, but at the same time he holds that the Be'emtza has a Chalos L'inyan Yediyas Chatzishir. Okay. That's our fourth Nafkamina. Our fifth Nafkamina, what if you just change your mind Be'emtza? Your Madik Pas B'Tanur B'Mezid. Now you want to take it out. So you go to Bezin and you ask the Shaila. And then Bezin says, take it out. Okay? Ramatir, like the maskana of the Gemara, that you're allowed to take the bread of the oven, and you don't. What's the din? What's the din in that case? What's the din? Toshishanim. What's Toshishanim say? Yeah, of course, you're chayiv, right? Toshishanim says you're chayiv. Why? Because you put the bread in the oven, b'mezid. So now you changed your mind. Okay, you want to take it out. So you have a heter to take it out. Toshishanim says if you don't do that, then of course you're going to violate an Isser Skila. Mechal Shabbos b'mezid. The Sefer HaShlama says something very different. Sefer HaShlama suggests Amar Abibi Bar Abai Hidik Pas Betan or Hetir Lo Dosa Kodem Shevo De Yisra Skila Pirish Va'af Al Pisha Embo Lo Chiyav Skila V'lo Chiyav Kares. So the Chacham allowed him to take the bread out of the oven even though there's no Chiyav Skila and there's no Chiyav Kares. Why is there no Chiyav Skila and no Chiyav Kares? Shehare Nichem Al Cheto Why is there no chi of skila or karis? Because he already decided that he doesn't want that avera to happen. It's massive chiddush. According to the Hashlama, the mere fact that you changed your mind now and you want the bread out of the oven, that's already a hafgas ha'onesh. Ah, you put the bread in b'mezin. So Shishanim would say, yeah, we care about putting the bread in b'tchila. Toshishanim l'shitaso maybe. Because Toshishanim holds that you can't apply the Ptur Anus after the Tchila. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So here Toshishanim is saying that once you put it in B'mezid, so if you don't take the bread out, you're going to be Chayav Skila. The Hashlama is also l'shitaso here, because the Hashlama thinks just like what happens in the middle is relevant, l'inyan yesh yedil l'chatzi shir, ein yedil l'chatzi shir, which seems to say that it's part of the Maisa Aveira. The Hashlama is mechadish that if you change your mind now and you don't want it to cook on Shabbos, that's not even considered a chi of skila or a chi of karis of Shabbos anymore. Again, so zishanim. Because it works out very nicely at the Lashitasa. Okay. It's a chiddush that I realized in the Hashlama this morning. Okay. Truth is, the Achronim all ask on Tosas Yishanim, they're very upset. Toshishanim says, what's the nafkamina, once you hold like the Riva, what's the nafkamina of leaving the bread in the oven? Right? Once you say there's no onesh, because there's an onus over here, so what's the nafkamina of taking it out? So Toshishanim says, nafkamina is that once you're allowed to take it out, you have to take it out. So the Achronim say, that's too pasha. I mean, that's so obvious that's not a good nafkamina to the question. Because everybody knows that if there's a heter to take it out, then you chayev skil if you don't take it out. According to the Hashlama, not only is that not obvious, it's false. Right, according to the Hashlama, the moment you change your mind, so you're not going to have a chiyuv. Our sixth nafkamina is going to be hasra. Tosos and Daftal Ramad Aleph, same Dura Maska, Kodem Sheva de Yisra Skila, quotes the Riva as asking, why isn't this a case of hasra safek? You're not sure if he's going to take it out of the oven later on. So in which case it'll be hasra safek, and you should never be chayv if you hold hasra safek as lovshme hasra. So the Riva puts together two different answers. Number one, Bivadai Teyafem Lo Yerdena. The issue is going to happen automatically. Already has momentum. And number two, Divadai Lo Haya Bidaito Lirdos Kodamafia. As he has Das, plus the fact that it's going to happen automatically. Kivega already asks, why does Tosus need both of these rationales? Why do you need both Das, plus the fact that it's going to happen in Mela? Truth is, if you look at the other Rishonim, if you look at, say, the Meiri, for example, when he quotes Tosfos, so the Meiri only quotes the Gemar Me'elav point. Sheyesh Omrim Shasras Vadahi Hoel V'Gemar HaMalacha Ba Me'elav. Okay, since the malacha is going to happen automatically, so it's not asra safik anymore. That's like one of the answers of Tosfos. But the Meiri thinks it's sufficient to have just me'elav. The Ritva, when he quotes Tosfos, Dafka quotes the other answer, or the other half of Tosfos. The Ritva quotes Tosfos as saying just the vadai haya bedaito to leave it in. V'tirtzi d'lav hasra safeki ki mistama daito l'hanicha kemosha asa. V'ein daito l'doso ad sheteyata. So according to the Ritva, it seems like it's sufficient to say that he had das to leave it in there all along. But Tosos feels like he has to combine the two of them. The Ritva himself gives an alternative solution, Tosos' question. And he says, V'hanachon, t'vafiyah ba'alma shalo bal yishal al hardiyah, les b'chiv skil ma'adam ra'asra safek lo shema asra, ein achanami. The only way that you would say there's a chiv skila here is if you held that hasra safek is shmei asra. Meaning that there is no hasra svada in this case. Okay, that's the first answer. Sorry. Ela kisha amru lo, she yerde velo ratza lirdos, kedaminu mesaches makos. O kisha haya afila out there. Sorry, scratch that first answer of the Ritva. He doesn't say it's only the madam hasra safik. The Ritva says either, well, the Meiri says it. I keep it, just cross that Ritva and write Meiri. The Meiri says maybe the Gemara is only Ali with Madam Asra Safek Shmei Asra. The Ritva says either it's a case where the Bishul is about to happen the second after you gave Hasra. Okay, so it's Hasra Svada because he gives you Hasra, a second later you have Krimas Pas. Or it's a case where you gave him Hasra to take the bread out of the oven right now. And he says, I'm not going to do it. Okay? So what's fascinating here, according to the Ritva, so if you want to say Afila out there, or both of his answers, truth is, or both those answers have the same Chiddush, that you could switch the Hasra to the second half of the Maisa Avera. Meaning, if you really held that the Maisa Bishul is front-loaded, and that's the Maisa Avera, that's the Shasa Isser, then you might say that you can never have Hasra at any point afterwards, because Hasra is already too late. It's like what you find in the Gemara in Makos, according to one day in the Gemara, that you can't have Asra, maybe, for a Lavanita Klase. Right? Because you're going to say, Lo Sikach E'im Alabanim. What, so you're going to say that you're going to give him Asra before he takes the eggs? Maybe he might send away the aim, and then he won't violate the Lav. Right? So it's Asra Safik. Okay, so maybe you should give Hasra at a later point in time when he's breaking the wings of the mother. So it's impossible to Mekayim the Asay. It's like, Marsh, that's already too late. That's, at that point already, you're not violating the Avera. You're just preventing your ability from being Mekayim the Asay. So it's clear from the Gemara and Makos that there's some sort of window over here. Right? You can't give the Hasra too early because then it's Hasra Safik, because he might be a Lava Nita Klase, and he might be Mekayim the Asay, and he's not going to be Chayim Malkus. You can't give the Hasra too late, i.e. when he's Mevatel his ability to Mekayim the Asay, because that's already after the Maisa Avera. But the Ritva over here is assuming that at least you have the window to give Hasra before the Chalos Bishul. That's not too late to give Hasra. The Meiri, however, because he thinks that our Gemara, according to this day, that our Gemara is only compatible with Manda Amar, who holds Hasra Safek is Shmei Hasra, so it seems like the Meiri would hold that in a Chanami. That is too late to give Hasra. The Hasra has to be given before the Maisa Avera, and the Maisa Avera is the Sima Bitanur. Okay, so that machlokas between the Ritva and the Meiri and between Tosos definitely takes a clear-cut stand on when the Maisa Avera here is. According to the Ritva, you could talk about a Maisa Avera even at the second half. According to the Meiri, it seems like you're stuck. The beginning might be the Maisa Avera, but then it's Hasra Safik. The end is already too late. According to the Riva, okay, according to the way, let's say, the Meiri quotes the Riva, you're dealing with a purely front-loaded Maisa Avera. Everything's happening B'Shas Sima B'Tanor, because the rest is happening in Mela. According to the way the Ritva quotes the Riva, it's not clear that you're actually dealing with a front-loaded Maisa Avera, just that Le'inyan Hasra, since his Das is that it's Vaday going to happen, so then you're solving a technical Hasra issue that Hasra's Chal on whatever's going to happen later. According to the way the Riva presents his own Shita, that's a combination of Das plus the Maisa Avera being Nigmar Me'elav, so we suggested in Shir, that the Maisa Avera itself, when it comes to Bishul, is kind of complicated. It has a Tchila, it has an Emtza, and it has a Sof. So it could be that Me'elav Yigmar is not sufficient. It's not sufficient to say that the Hasra is Chal now. but you also need his kavana. Why? Because when you have kavana to leave it into the oven, so that now transforms the maisa afiyah into being front-loaded. Even though halachically, let's say, the maisa afiyah is stretched out between the different components, when you have das that it's going to finish, bivados, so now you've transformed the maisa afiyah into being a front-loaded isser. And that's why the hasra is going to be chal b'tchila. Okay? Yeah.
First of all, you said that according to the Meiri, the Pinchas Chaner is a Maisa Aveira.
According to the Meiri?
Yeah. The Meiri's own Chita, now it's Pinchas Osu. Right. When you say that, it's even stronger that he's taking a stance that it's just a Hesher. Because if it were Maisa Aveira, probably you would say that the Hasra is good.
It might be Maisa Aveira, but it's Hasra Safik.
Okay, I'm saying, so why is he, what's his Mahoga?
Tosos holds it's not Hasra Asafik.
Right, because of Nigmor Mimela.
Right.
So the Meiri holds it's not Nigmor Mimela? Or?
He thinks that's not sufficient to say that it's
so
purely.
Just Mahogas and Hasra.
No, it sounds like according to the Meiri, it's a weaker form of being front loaded.
Right, so I'm saying it sounds like he thinks that Hibikaz is not really nice, so it's more like a Hesher. It's even stronger.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's a hechsher, because I think he would agree that it's a maisa avera, just that it's still, there's still a suffix about it being completed. According to Tosos, the tchilas avera is so strong that that's already kilu, it's going to be completed. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that the Meiri means it's already a hechsher.
Okay.
I'd say that's 2 weeks.
Okay. Also, the ritzah's two answers, aren't those very different? Isn't one focusing on the actual shas afiyah and one's focusing on the interim period?
No, because it's not clear that his Hasra Shlo Yerjena is talking about Betchila. Well, I didn't think there was a difference. I didn't think so. I mean, I don't know who has the Ritva open in front of them. The question is, when you see this, V'anachon, D'va'afia ba'alma shalo ba'li shal al haradiyah, les b'chi of skila, l'man d'savar Hasra Asafik lo shema Hasra, ela kisha amr lo sheyerde, v'lo ratza l'rados. Oh, okay, so how you have feel out there? So the reason why I think that he's talking about the Radia Be'emtza, that the Hasra is given Be'emtza, because he says, Shelo ba lishal al haradia. In a case where he didn't come to ask about the Radia, so it must be a case where we went over to him and told him that he has to take it out. It's hard to say that that's happening B'shas Sima Bitaner, because he's constructing the case as a case where a guy put it in the oven, he didn't want to come and ask about it, so we go ahead and we give him Hasra. So based on his construction, it seems like it's a case where we're intervening in the middle of the Afiyah.
Right. Why
because it doesn't seem that Hasra here happens, but Tchila Samaisa.
It could happen anytime along the way.
Right.
However, that's different from it's going to cook right after. Meaning, the difference is between like the Hashlama and the backload approach.
I wouldn't think so. I would think that Yerdena means that you have to take it out before the Afiyah happens. I think the difference between the two answers is whether or not you think that you could give such a Hasra. Because Hasra is not in the Maisa Aveira anymore.
Well, why wouldn't that be Hasra something also? That you have to get out at some point before the Aveira happens?
I say you have to take it out. And he says, I have no intention to take it out.
Okay, and so then you have another 5 minutes to take it out. That's just like when you put it in, you have another 10 minutes to take it out.
So he might change his mind from...
It's just like you might change your mind in the beginning. That's the risk of the reform.
But let's say he doesn't.
Right, that's what I
saw. No, it's not. I mean, I give you Hasra not to kill Doron.
He might not change his mind.
Right, and you say, I'm an Aske Naniosa. Okay, not because he said a bad svara in a chavrusa, but I'm an askein, right? Because it's an isra in the Torah. So now there's a chash that you might not go ahead with it, right?
No,
that's Hasra Asafik.
The entire point is that we're here that the ma'isa is being split up from the chavrus isra.
I give you Hasra, so you have to take it out of the oven before it cooks.
Right.
And you say, I'm not going to take it out of the oven before it cooks.
Right. So if the isra is at the end, when the karam panaha, right, then I think it would be the same Hasra Asafik as when you put it in and you say, I'm not going to take it out before it goes.
No way. It's not Hasra Asafik. It's Hasra Asafik means that your Hasra And his response is compatible with him not violating the Maisa Avera. When you say, I'm not going to take it out of the oven, that's incompatible with not violating the Maisa Avera. I think the 2 days take a stance on an important question, is whether you think the Maisa Avera could be not taking it out of the oven. Like, well, who says you could give a Hasra on something that's not a Maisa Avera? I don't think it's a very different point. I think it's a very different point. To be continued. Yeah.
Learning for Tosos that if you didn't have das for it to finish, then it would be a backloaded Avera?
Or it'd be more neutral.
Neutral?
Yeah. Neutral means that it would have three, let's say, evenly weighed components.
The nature of Bishol itself changes?
Right. That's what we suggested in Shir.
It's not weird.
Why?
Based on whether or not
your das could frame
whether or not you have das for to stay in there.
Right. Your das will frame the nature of this Malachas Bishol.
So it's like a really extreme view of like Malachas Moshevet.
Perhaps. But the chiddush is, the point here is that your das could only change, this is like a leitmotif in Shir, that your das could only change things when the maisa itself is like inherently ambiguous. Right? You can't turn something that's not an isser into an isser, and you can't turn an isser into not an isser. But so over here, since the melechas bishul is objectively peculiar being stretched out like this, therefore your das could push in one direction or the other. That's the argument. Okay, so that's our sixth nafkamina, hasra. Our seventh nafkamina is about the shas achiv. When are you going to be chayiv for bishul? So the Rashash in Daf Ayin Gimel, on the Mishnah of Zoreah, Mishnah of the Lamatas Malachos, so the Rashash argues, Ad Kedekach, that you'd be chayiv if the actual afiyah happens after Shabbos. So you put it in on Friday, on Shabbos afternoon, the Gemar bishul happens afterwards, so the Rashash argues that you're going to be chayiv. Big chiddush. Shabbos afternoon, sorry, and then it finishes cooking after Shabbos. So Rashash argues you're chayiv, big chiddush. So clearly he thinks that you could even just do away with the Gemara Bishul. Then you wouldn't be chayiv though.
What?
You wouldn't be chayiv then. Just like if you put it in on Friday afternoon and it actually cooks on Shabbos, nobody thinks you're chayiv. Okay. Yeah. What's a Tanai?
The Gemara.
Right, so clearly he can hold that the Gemara is part of the actual Chiv.
Right. Okay.
Right? So he's arguing that you could have a Chiv Bishul.
What if you take it up after Shabbos before it?
Then you wouldn't be Chayiv and Chlami. There was no Bishul that happened. The Minchat Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadiches is very unhappy with this Rashash. Then he says, it's very interesting, Lashon over here. Because first he starts off talking about Shehiyah. I mean, he thinks if you put something in on Friday afternoon, and then it finishes cooking on Shabbos, there's nobody in the world who's going to think that you're going to be Chayiv. V'zeh Pasha, v'hu davar sha'atinoko shel beis rabban yodin. Okay, everybody knows this halacha. The shail is whether he thinks that statement of v'zeh Pasha, v'hu davar sha'atinoko shel beis rabban yodin is chal in the next sentence. V'chein ipcha, emhidbe pas betaner b'shabbos samach l'chashecha, below nefes klal mibodiyom rak mishach hashecha leil motzei Shabbos devadai gam kein pater kim the nefes leil motzei Shabbos. And he thinks that's exactly the same din kimo deim lokach minatan rakodim hafiyah de pater. So the Menachas Chinuch thinks that there's no havamina even to entertain the sheet of the Rashash and Ayin Gimel on this. Another nafkamina is going to be the Shir Hachiv. The Rambam writes that you need, this is our eighth nafkamina.
Mean
that they're talking about different scenarios?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They didn't cook at all. It's literally no cooking. You just put it in and then that was the end of it. Rashash just says that when you take it out, when it's done, when Shabbos is over. So maybe they both agree that when it happened, you just put it in, there was no initial baking at all on Shabbos.
Okay, but the Menchas Chinuch is medame to the case of Hiddik Paskatanor, and then he took it out on Shabbos. So you want to say that case is only true when there was no Afia Bechal?
Only because the previous Shabbos says Bechal or something.
Oh, but do you think it's true for the Dimyon also? And that, okay, it doesn't seem that way. That'd be a huge rukim to that. The whole sugya and Daf Dalet is only about the first couple minutes of the afiyah.
It's so crazy to say that even if I was the Rosh Hashanah, I thought that it was completely formulated. If nothing happened, it didn't even get hot, or it didn't bake at all, didn't start to bake, then I would still think that
if it turned out. Nearly, d'chena ofe b'shabes im chashecha chayiv. After ein shoshet tigmar afiyah, so bod yom. Right, shaz im chashecha. I don't know. I think that he means that. I think the pashan of the Rashash is that you put it into the oven 2 minutes before Shkia, or 2 minutes before Ben Hashmashos, and then it finishes Lagamri. And the pashan of the Menchas Chinuch is that, let's say you left it in Shabbos for, you know, however long, and then the Gemar Hadavar happens right after Shabbos, you're going to be potter. That's, I think, is the pashtus. What about the Shir Achiv? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that you need a grogeres, need a cook of grogeres in order to be chayiv for bishul. So Minchas Chinuch is a mesupak. At what point in time do you need that grogeres? So Minchas Chinuch in under Afiya is mesupak. Do you need the shir b'shas sima b'tanur? In which case, if let's say through cooking it so it condensed, and then b'gmar bishul, so you have pachs mikashir, so then you're going to be chayiv. Or you say the opposite. Would you say that if you put the pas in the tanur without a shear, and then it expanded while it was in there, and you had a shear, the sof, then you'd be chayiv. So which is the critical moment for the shear shalim? That's a suffix of the Menchas Chinuch in the beginning of Hilchos Ofe. Final nafkamina that we brought up is, what about something that's considered only a machshir of bishul? So the Rambam has this very strange shita in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam writes that even just putting in the eitzim into the oven to fuel the fire, that's considered bishul, chay for bishul. So the shita is, that's not bishul. You're not actually cooking. You're just putting the wood into the oven. Rashi in Beitza says you chay mishum mavir. So why is this bishul? And that's Nisr Daraisa.
Yeah, it's Nisr Daraisa. And also, Medakte and Shovi maybe have a similar thing, where Medakte is pairing
Could be, right, possibly. We were suggesting in Shir not like that. We were suggesting in Shir this is unique to Bishul, because you might say that since Bishul is so front-loaded and there is no Maisa Avera that you could pinpoint, so therefore the whole Avera is simply setting the stage, right? It's setting up the scenario for an Isser Bishul. So Simasa Eitzim is just as much a part of that scenario. I'd only note that you have a similar phenomenon, perhaps, at the end of Bishul also. Something we saw in the Ritva on Kufi Zayinu and Base when we were discussing with Diyas HaPas. The Ritva there suggested that why do you need Xeris HaKostav of Chachmahi V'Ena Malachahi for Diyas HaPas? Because without Xeris HaKostav, you would have thought that you're dealing with maybe either an Isser Malacha Daraisa of Makwe Patish, or Malacha Daraisa of Bishul. How can you say there's an Isser Bishul for scraping the bread out of the oven? You already had Krimas Pnei Apas. So what's the Isser Bishul of taking it out of the oven? But could be that, according to the Ritva, this is the exact opposite of what we're suggesting for the Rambam. For the Rambam, we're saying that maybe the whole Isser Bishul is front-loaded, so therefore it's setting the stage. It's not even a Maisa. It's pre-Maisa. So you might say for the Ritva also, in exact opposite direction, that there's no Maisa for Bishul. If anything, the Iker of the Bishul is good, like the Ritva L'Shitasa over here, in our Sugya and Daf Dalet, that the Hasra has to be right before the Afia. So the Ritva would say, Kishem at the Afia itself is really the Chalos Avera, so also a Maisa that's involved with the Chalos, of taking it out of the oven, that would also be part of the Isser of Bishul. So you have 9 nafkamina to this question of the nature of Meleches Bishul and Afiyah on Shabbos. First one is how you want to define Chateke Deshizke Chavercha on a Maisa Dimi Meila. Our second is a case of Poshea that you view just putting the bread in the oven as a kind of Pshia, even though it's Pshogig. The third is that is how you define the Patur Anus Midibri Chachamim, whether that's going to be Chal on something that's not even Mugdar Al Pi Din as a Maisa Aveira. Our fourth is Yesh Adil Lachat Yishir Machogas Tin Hashlama and the other Rishonim against Tos Rishonim and the Ramban. The fifth is if you change your mind in the middle, is changing your mind in the middle sufficient to say that you're not going to have a Chi of Skila, even though you're not taking the bread out of the oven, Machogas Hashlama and Tos Rishonim. Sixth is the case of Hasra. When does the Hasra have to be? Seventh is the Shas Achiva, you could be Chayiv even if it's Nigmar Lachar Shabbos. That's our seventh. The eighth is the Shir Hachiv. Safek of the Minchas Chinuch, if the Shir changes between the Shas Sima Bitanor and taken out of the oven. And our final is the question of a Machshir. The Rambam's Chiddush Bitchila with respect to Sima Sa'itzim, and the Chiddush of the Ritzo Bisof on Kufi Zayin Beis, that you might have an Isser Bishul of just taking it out of the oven. Okay. So maybe tomorrow we'll have a Chazar Shir on Dalet, or we'll just hold off till next week.